Do you guys know what angel cards are? I've only learned about angel cards a couple of years ago, but they have helped me so much in my healing. I just looked and I have over 15 packages of these from Doreen Virtue, and I am about to do an interview with her. And so I use these every day, but I thought about it. I haven't told you guys about it. Look at all the different types of cards, and you can get them online, you can get them on Amazon, and I'm going to show you how they help me heal, because they get your mind thinking about different things, and they're inspirational. They can be thought of as more spiritual than godlike. Some of the decks are archangels, some of them are butterflies if you aren't into the archangel thing, but they're just inspirational messages that for me they help, and they always seem to apply. If you've ever had a reading, you have probably seen angel cards, and they're really easy to pick up and do something with yourself. And there's so many different ways that you can use an angel card. You can it comes with a little manual. Each box has its own manual, and each card has additional meanings other than what's posted on the front of the card. So you can do past, present, future. You can ask it questions and be very receptive to hearing the card. Not quite like a fortune cookie, but more in hearing the cards. Today I'm going to cover Doreen Virtue's Mary Queen of Angels. I just did a reading, and I shuffle all the cards and lay them out, and I draw them in different ways. Today, I've decided that I'm just going to pull three cards. There you can see the guidebook that you read to get the additional messages that are on each card. The first card I pulled was Blessings, which was just odd because I had just been walking over to lay down and thought about some blessings. My next card was Enthusiasm, and my last card that I pulled tonight was Forgiveness. And we're going to look at the inner meanings of all of these cards and how they make my brain think. If you look at this one, we're looking at Forgiveness. I'm willing to release old resentments so that I may enjoy my life. Enthusiasm. Whatever I am most passionate about is the direction that I follow. Blessings. Today I count. I count my blessings large and small, and I notice new gifts that come to me from God. I'm spiritual. Your God can be anything you want it to be. Let's read the blessing's secret meaning here. You receive this card as a reminder of the power of gratitude. Perhaps you've been feeling sorry for yourself lately, or feeling as if God hasn't forgotten about you. Mother Mary reminds you that your prayers are answered in many different ways and guides you to notice all the gifts and blessing you already have. Sometimes shifting your focus from what's wrong to what's right can make you notice new blessings that previously had been overlooked. This is a card of optimism, asking you to be purposely and consciously focused upon everything and everyone that you're grateful for. You can make a mental or written list daily, ideally to train your mind to notice all the gifts that you already have. By doing so, you're more likely to notice the new ones coming your way. This card also signals that new blessings are entering your life as an answered prayer. Enthusiasm. Your question about what to focus upon is answered by examining where your natural interests lay. What do you enjoy doing? What issues stir your soul? Where would you like to make a positive difference? These are all your passions, and all your enthusiasm gives you energy and motivation to take courageous action. Enthusiasm is positively contagious and helps others feel excited and happy. Mother Mary urges you to shine your bright light Let those around you know about your dreams, your goals, your hopes, and your aspirations. Smile, share your feelings, and be authentic and accessible so that heaven and other people can join in your enthusiasm. Forgiveness. Out with the old and in with the new. In the message contained within this card. If you're feeling like you're stuck in a reoccurring bad dream, the culprit is likely contained within stored unforgiveness. Throughout life, everyone has endured painful experiences, and you are not alone. However, you do have a choice as to whether to continue suffering all of the after effects of those experiences. Forgiveness is purifying, detoxifying, and allows you to move forward with a whole new story. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you're endorsing the negative behavior. It simply means that you're unwilling to store the toxic burden of anger within you. And good for you for making this life-changing decision. After all, your anger only hurts you, not the offending person. So call upon Mother Mary for help in releasing old emotional burdens. Dear Mother Mary, thank you for putting your healing hands upon my heart and mind to draw out the darkness of my judgments and blame and anger towards others. Please help me, beloved Mary, to see myself and all others as you do, to be purified in my perceptions. So let me explain how I look at these cards and how really moving they were for me tonight. I had just walked into my bedroom and thought of what a wonderful day I had. I had two preview interviews with amazing speakers I'll be bringing to my channel soon, and they were on two ends of the earth. I had a morning call with someone in London and finished my day with someone in Australia. Clear across the world, they're going to come and they're going to talk to us. And then I thought about how I'm going to be speaking with Doreen Virtue and other things that made today a really great day. And I counted my blessings. And then I sat down and I got that card. That's pretty cool. The next thing was enthusiasm. And that card actually kind of spoke to me into the what are my passions. And I had just been writing something for my website about what I want to do. Like, what are my goals here? I want to continue to help survivors, and I want to move this, and I want to be able to survive. But I've been in this quandary as to what do I do next, and how do I do it, and how do I take a leap of faith, taking time that people will want to hear, or that I can make a difference. And this card showed me that if I have the enthusiasm, and I look at what they said on that card was, what do I enjoy doing? Right before that, I had just been writing, what do I want to do? See what a different message that was to me? What do I enjoy doing is so much more powerful, and it brings my message to a very heart-centric person, a place. And then what issues does it stir in my soul? And where would I like to make a positive difference? What are my dreams, my goals, my hopes, and my aspirations? All of that messaging came off of that one card. And it just clicked in my brain to really think about things differently. The last card was forgiveness. And last night, I actually wrote a chapter in my book on, have I really forgiven these people? Because I still get evil thoughts. Not evil thoughts that, you know, I don't know. I don't want to see them. I think that they should be exposed. And I said to myself in this chapter of my new book, is that really forgiveness? And I kind of knew it really wasn't, because I was holding on to old resentments. And even though I can speak the forgiveness thing, they still come into my brain. And I've been working on this forgiveness for a long time. And what this card told me was that in order to move forward, I have to let go of yesterday. And so that is why I love these Dorian Virtue cards. Because with these three cards that I picked today, I could find meaning in blessings and forgiveness and enthusiasm that fit my day. So I suggest that you go on to Amazon.com, HayHouse.com, or find Dorian Virtue's site and get yourself a deck of these cards and just enjoy interpreting a message of hope. This is Tracy, and that is all I've got. I hope you enjoyed this cool topic